Morning. I'm Gary Goldman. We're with the Five Star Food Show. This is our second food show, and we are broadcasting live from a Three Square Craft Kitchen and Cocktail on Highland Avenue in Needham. And we're so honored to have Joshua Smith from Moody's Deli and Charcuterie in Waltham, Mass.
Welcome, Joshua. Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing? I noticed that had tremendous growth in your business. You've added a charcuterie. How did you get started in the whole business in the first place?
Out of hunger. I started because I needed to feed myself.
Well, you went into the right business because there's certainly a variety of choices.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I was younger. I worked at Dean and DeLuca.
Mm-hmm. And, of course.
I was hired to do prepared foods, and then this chef, Charles Samai, he's a master French charcuterie chef, and he's just an unbelievable individual. The butcher didn't show up one day, and he said, "Josh, I need you to go work in the butcher shop." I said, "Okay, no problem." And that's what lit the spark right there, and it's been sort of going ever since. We started doing all kinds of pâtés, terrines, galantines. He showed me old world techniques, sort of in a new world setting.
And this is at Dean and DeLuca, and how long did you work there?
I worked there for just over a year until I ended up moving out west and pursuing this like adventure in charcuterie. I went out to Seattle at that point, then on to San Francisco, and you know, my travels took me all over the country. Not having a formal culinary education, it was more the school of hard knocks. So I, you know, dedicated most of my time, you know, to whatever job I had. You know, as a saute cook, a grill cook, whatever. But on the side, I would always beg the chef to let me do some piece of charcuterie, some terrine, something where I can continue to practice and refine the craft that I was really into.
And you had several good mentors over the years that were willing to help you?
A lot of them. You know, I'm proud to say most of the chefs I've worked for, I'm still very good friends with and still speak to on a semi-frequent basis. You know, they've been played huge roles in my life. They've been, you know, mentors and sort of father figures and people that I've looked up to. And as I've grown in my business, there's still people I reach out to and contact, and we discuss, you know, the different attributes and where they are in their career and where I am. And they've still been, sort of a guiding light, so to speak.
So at some point you realized I want to have a place of my own. When did that light go off in your head?
Well, I mean, I think it went off a long time ago when, you know, I was always very driven and very passionate, so I ended up standing out in a lot of kitchens that I worked in. And, you know, at one point I was working for the Four Seasons Hotel, and that was probably one of the best jobs I ever had. I worked in Seattle and in Boston, and I worked for the chef, Brooke Vasica, who's just an unbelievable individual. And he really, you know, pushed me to be my best and really gave me that confidence to sort of strike out and do my thing, and I did. So I left the Four Seasons, did a few things here and there, but you know, basically took everything I had and bought a little deli on Moody Street in Waltham.
And what year was that you started?
2012 was when I, you know, took the plunge.
And what did it look like at that point, the small deli?
Well, so this little 1,200 square foot deli was in really sad shape. It'd been there for about 27 years. It was owned by this guy named Paul Orsino, who's still the landlord and owns the building. Great guy, had a little Italian market, and you know, his heart really wasn't in it anymore. And it was walking distance from my house, so I had this dream of having like a little like breakfast and lunch place where we can practice charcuterie and, you know, basically make sandwiches, sell coffee, breakfast burritos, and you know, it was a real humble sort of, you know, adventure. And we were very fortunate that the local community really embraced it, and it took off rather quickly, to be honest with you. I reached out to the USDA. We got the USDA involved. We were the only USDA facility dedicated to small handcrafted meats that had a retail establishment attached to it.
After a year or two that at the deli, you decided
to... 2013. It was about six months into it.
You realized that there was a niche in the market, and you had to pursue it.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I was always trying to pursue the meat piece of it and but the business model for doing just a wholesale meat company is not great. It's really, you have to have a strong stomach to be able to take, you know, the amount of meat, like a lot of stuff we do takes 3 to 6 months to cure. So to have that sort of capital up front is really hard. It's hard, not only hard to find someone that wants to, you know, fund you or, you know, help you finance this thing.
So this is the like we talked about earlier, there's the financing and there's the insurance and there's the licensing and regulations. And speak a little bit about that, what's involved in the whole process.
Yeah, it's epic. When I first went with the USDA, they basically said, we know how to spend your money. In other words, they can come through and see something and say that it's not up to code or not up to par, and you have to change it. Whether it's, you know, because everything's up for interpretation. Everything's very gray. Nothing is black and white where you say this wall has to be blue. They say the wall has to be smooth and impervious. Now, everybody can interpret that differently, and what is smooth and impervious, and how is it, cleanable and washable and things like that. So, you know, throughout the whole time that we've, you know, we're working to get this thing up and running, we've had to make several changes, and it cost a lot of money to make these changes and to, you know, make the adjustments to do it. But then we learned a lot, and we learned how to do it properly. So, you know, the insurance piece is huge too, because the bigger you grow the brand, the more inventory you have, the more you have to sort of insure it, right? I mean,
right.
if you have $250,000 in product hanging, that's pretty serious, you know. Like, coming from a restaurant where, you know, you had anywhere from like a $20,000 to $30,000 inventory, and then jumping to having somewhat of like a wine inventory you'd see at a Capital Grill, you know, where you have, you know, over $200,000 worth of meat that you have to worry about, you know.
Right.
So you're putting things on a generator, you know. When we put the walk-ins in, we bought extra compressors, so everything is redundant. So this way, God forbid something goes wrong, you and I both know it's not going to go wrong on a Tuesday at 10 a.m.
It's
going to go wrong on a Saturday at midnight, right, when everything's closed and you can't get the stuff. So,
right,
you know, so you sort of want to think that thing through. And what that does, that costs money. So you're constantly trying to outthink, you know. It all boils down to the principles of HACCP. You know, we obviously had to write HACCP plans, but, you know, analyzing the hazards and assigning critical control points, like ways that you can control the potential hazards. And so that's how we've sort of modeled the whole business, is, you know, sort of hesitantly optimistic type
mm-hmm.
thing. Like, we hope it's going to go well, but when it doesn't go well, this is what we're going to do. You know, so you're always planning for the divorce, so to speak. And it's not necessarily a negative way to look at it, but it's more of a conservative way to make sure that you can preserve your business. So it's exciting.
And how many jobs have you added over the years?
That's been amazing. So when we first opened the deli in 2013, we had about 6 employees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to say now in 2017, we have over 40. I'd say we're probably at 42 by now.
Right. That's fantastic.
It's really special. And we're going to add another 10 when we're doing a few additions on Moody Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking over 2 more spots. And
so things are really booming for you.
It's going well. We're, you know, make hay while the sun shines, so to speak. So, you know, it's going well. We're really pleased. We really feel very fortunate that the community has embraced us, that the business has done well. We have an unbelievable team. You know, again, proud to say that a lot of the team that are with us have been with us from the beginning, either from the beginning of the restaurant or from the beginning of the deli. And that's a really a point of pride, you know, because I work really hard to try and make sure that we create a wonderful work environment for people to, you know, to want to come to every day, you know, provide the right resources, provide the right, you know, compensation, provide, you know, food, uniform, anything to sort of offset, you know, the issues that come with, you know, employment, you know what I mean? Challenges.
I'm Gary Goldman. I'm speaking with Joshua Smith from Moody's Delicatessen in Waltham, Massachusetts, and New England Charcuterie. Tell us a little bit about what you see in the future, Joshua, as far as your business. You said you were adding a few employees. Do you see a second location? And
yeah,
what is the trend in your industry now going forward?
Well, you know, I'm not super sure about the trends. We don't focus a lot on that. I can say that I see a lot more fast casual coming up. I think that you see an amazing chef like, you know, Mark Ladner at Del Posto leaving his post there, three Michelin stars, you know, one of the best restaurants in New
mm-hmm.
York City, and going to a fast casual concept. You know, that's something we made a choice years ago to do. Like, we like the more casual approach, like a place like this where the kitchen is helmed by someone who cares about the quality of the products. And so the future for us is to support those chefs, to create artisan meats for these chefs, because chefs aren't meat guys and meat guys aren't chefs. So to sit there and bridge that gap and create a production facility that chefs can go to and work with. Like, we work with so many different chefs to do custom proprietary, you know, products, where otherwise they're calling a vendor, what line of salami do you carry? What line of bacon do you carry? And you got to search different vendors to find different lines. But when you can, a chef speaking to another chef is a lot easier than just talking to a salesman from, you know, a broadliner or a distributor. And so that's been really special to be able to sort of bridge that gap and create that opportunity.
Terrific. It's been great speaking with Joshua Smith from Moody's Delicatessen and New England Charcuterie. I'm Gary Goldman, the host of the 5-Star Food Show. We're actually at 3 Squares restaurant here in Needham, Massachusetts. If somebody wants to reach you, Joshua, how would they go about doing that? Can they reach you in Waltham? Do you have an email address? How would somebody speak to you?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we have two email addresses that will reach me, info@moodyswaltham.com or info@newenglandcharcuterie.com. Both websites will, we'll get the information to me or any questions that need to be answered immediately. So,
all right. Great.
Thank you
great.
So much.
It was great having you.
It was great being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.